when I say to you, get it if you got it, I'm ready, I'm waiting.
Welcome to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Today we have our new friend Kimora in the building, and we're going to be talking about anxiety today, and you know, just ways to deal with it, her experiences with anxiety, and you know, somebody out there can relate somehow. She's a little nervous. I'm gonna tell y'all why at the end, but go ahead.
My name's Kimora.
Okay. Y'all hear her? So no, but like, tell us, you know, about your anxiety and maybe like something you may experience before.
It started in seventh grade with when we started having presentations and we had to get in front of the class, and sometimes I would skip the class just not go there, or I would cry, or just wanted to go home.
Okay.
Or just like talking in front of people, just I can't do it like this right now. It's very hard.
Yes, we definitely commend you for even talking in front of us. So what about the people that makes you nervous? Is it just,
I don't know, if people are staring at me, or like just like everybody full attention on me. And
okay.
I don't like that.
So do you like attention, or you don't like that type
like
of attention?
Like when it's on purpose, like I don't know. When I don't know people looking at me, then it's okay. When I know people looking at me, I'm gonna like start, I'll probably throw up or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said this was going, we was talking a little bit off scene. She was saying that this was going on since seventh grade. So what grade you in now?
I'm going to 10th.
Wow. So you've been dealing with it that long?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you like overcoming it? Because I know y'all got more like group projects and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So a teacher made us do like, we had to present about our life, like how I present about depression and all that.
Okay.
And like before I even know, like I had two of them in two different classes. So before class started, I had to throw up, and I just would skip.
Really?
I keep saying, I didn't want to go. And then everybody just, I guess, started clapping when I went up there to make me feel better.
Okay.
And I started talking, and it's natural.
It's natural. Okay, so you was ready. You like the crowd participation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, everybody was, like, cheering me on, and so I just went up there and I talked. I mean, I got an A, so.
See, that's real good.
So, it was.
Okay.
It was okay.
So do you find like more people who I guess like go through the same things, or?
There's a lot of kids in our school that goes like, I don't know, like a little scared first time, but I mean, once you get used to the people in your class, you don't really, you get used to it.
Okay. All right. So how would you say now, like how you dealt with it in seventh grade is a major difference now, or?
Yeah, it got better than walking out of class and can't
Right,
do
right.
It.
Like, so was you like fell in class because of that? Or
yeah.
Really? Wow. So that's interesting that, you know, your grades were suffering based off a issue that you had, but you was able to overcome, and now you're a straight A student, or I'm pushing it?
Pushing it.
Okay, which one? Which one? Say little A B.
Like I can like at least one or two B's.
That's, okay.
It's better than having like no A's and B's on
there. Right, yeah. So, look at you. So, we want to say she got straight A's. That's what we want to say.
Yeah. And I always had, like, I found, I got help in school with, like, getting over it.
Okay.
I found, like, a lot of people have it, like during ADHD and all that stuff.
All that stuff, right?
I was diagnosed with that in kindergarten.
Really?
And
okay.
I was, like, really bad.
You was out here.
I was a bad child, like, out here.
Okay. So she's a bad child, but we're gonna hope that at 15 she's
I got better with my I don't know, better. I could compare myself to like kids now my age to how I was, and I got better. I'm more calmer.
Okay, you
used
to be going
off. I'm still goofy though.
Goofy is good. So you be goofy in class. Does that help you like with your speeches and being in front of class?
I still stutter a lot, but I like calm. My teacher, I'll look at my teacher and she'll be like, just slow down.
Okay.
It's time limit. Like, the presentation sometimes will have like 5 minutes or
okay.
six. And I will like be like, again, sometimes 3 minutes. So she would like tell me slow down. So like it will go, you know, faster. Like,
okay.
It will go slower and I will get the grade for the
makes
time.
Sense.
So that will help a lot.
Okay. I just want to say that I feel like stuttering is cool. I'm learning at my age that I also be stuttering and stuff. Definitely when I look, y'all see it. Definitely when I got a popping story to tell, like, I'm hyped. So
yeah.
I'm stuttering to get it out so you can understand. Next thing you know, I'm saying the same thing like 3 times. But listen, my point got across. So long as your point is getting across in these projects, that's all that matters. So it was like, what would be your advice for people who, you know, going through the same thing?
Get help. Like, talk to somebody you feel comfortable with. That's how I felt in school. Depression came with a lot of stuff to it that I never thought came with. Like, wanted to kill myself 3 times. Like, 2 times in school.
In school while you was doing the sessions? Like, in school?
Like, when I was with, like, anxiety. Wanted to be like that. Or, like, in my house.
Okay.
And if you, like, talk to somebody first, it'll help and calm you down. Because my mom always said, don't go to sleep mad.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a good lesson.
She would talk to me. And I would just walk back and forth and just feel sick to my stomach. Because I have a really sensitive stomach.
Okay.
Of just looking at stuff. But I want to be a doctor.
Really? That's good. So, look, you, like, you, I don't know if you're noticing, but, like, you're facing, like, all of your fears. Like, you suffer from the anxiety, 7th grade. Now you're in 7th grade. And top of the class, you able to give out speeches. She was super nervous doing this today, but you know, she's gotten out. She's ready. She chilling. And then you got a support system as well, so you're doing the thing.
Yeah. I was gonna say I don't normally talk on the mic, but when I'm propelled to, I know she always say I don't care, but
yeah, okay.
I too struggle with anxiety, and it just started like recently when I was grown, like 3 years ago, when I moved to California, and I realized when I was away from my son. Like, even if I'm home and I think about him, I can call him, I can go see him, I can do whatever. But being 3,000 miles away, like, my body started noticing that and just worrying about his well-being, or just thinking to myself, like, I can't get right there readily available. Like, I developed anxiety to whereas I really get all worked up. I might start sweating or whatever, and it's just, like, it really starts affecting me physically. So I can I definitely relate to what you're saying with the anxiety, like.
Yeah.
And it's not only a thing in kids, like adults deal with it too. Just like stuttering. I used to stutter real bad when I was a kid. My brother still makes fun of me. Like, he'd be telling my mom I used to be slow and all this other stuff. He'd just be joking and stuff, whatever. But like Chris said, I find myself, and it's always when I'm excited or when I really have something to say and I'm trying to get it out, like, I will stutter. So, like, I just remember stuttering like 3 days ago.
Or I have a problem with talking fast.
Right. When we excited and we trying to get all the information out at once. Like, it makes sense in our brain. Like, it makes sense. It flows so perfect and so fast in our brain. But it's like when we try to let it out and let somebody else know, that's when you get mush mouth and all that cool stuff.
It's a problem. I hate when people, like, say, I got to start over.
Don't you hate it? Like, no, you got to start listening.
Or,
like,
50 Cent say, say I talk too fast. You're just listening too slow.
I hate it. Like, start over, calm down. No, I'm not hype. I'm just want you to understand what I'm saying.
When I'm busy, I got to hurry up and get it out because I'll forget it. And then it takes me a long time to come back to it. So I need to get out real fast. And people hang up on me.
They hang up?
Sometimes.
It's okay. You don't need to talk to them.
Right.
Call me.
It be your own friend.
It be your friends?
Yes.
They not your friends.
It be the closest ones. That's what they.
I mean, they be playing. Like, sometimes I'll be singing. She hang up.
Oh, you sing too?
I be playing.
Okay, sing something.
And then she's singing. When she's singing, I hang up.
I
won't call back, though. I wait till the next morning when she get herself together.
Okay, she gets that together.
Yeah.
So what you saying? You wanna do a little melody? No. Okay, show I sing it. Okay, maybe we'll have her on the next. Do you do poetry?
No, I hate it.
What do you like? Oh, she wanna be a doctor.
No, for real. I don't know. She wanna be a comedian. I wanna be a dancer. I wanna go back to dance.
Yes. Okay. I'm about to start a dance program. You wanna be a part?
Sure.
I'm making it up, but we could work on it.
All right.
Okay.
That's how the eating disorder came in too. When stop really? Dancing.
Okay.
Because yeah. I was always at home. After school, I go home. And I eat before I go to school, and then I eat again. If I see something, I get it. But I learned how to control myself but stop eating so much.
Like, okay.
Instead of that, I start cleaning.
Yes.
Now I start cleaning everything. I see it. Like, if I don't like it, I clean it instead of getting something. Or I find something to do, like reading. I read now. So I
check you out.
Got a lot of stuff.
Now back to the cleaning. Are you hiring for that? Or because I need a couple of things cleaned at my home. So please let me know.
I need some money.
Okay. We'll talk about that off the mics and stuff. So listen, y'all. We just wanted to talk briefly about anxiety. We also mentioned like food disorder, which I think is very important these days because a lot of people suffer from that. So we're going to let our good friend Kimora give y'all some some good words of advice about the eating disorder. You said, I know you just said you clean. Yeah. What else would you suggest?
I'm trying to go outside more. Okay. Like, if you see it, like, try to, like, walk away. Like, okay. If your friend's like, oh, you want something, try to say no.
Okay.
You gotta learn how to say no to food and stuff. Like, my friend won't go to the store, you want something, I say no because I know I'm not hungry, but I will get it sometimes.
Okay.
To stuff, and I don't like getting sick because I don't like stuffing my stuff. If I don't eat it, I'm not gonna eat it.
Okay.
Even though I always waste food, but you know, it's okay. But it's okay. I'm not gonna stuff myself because I had got food poisoned from halal food downtown. Oh.
No comment from me, but go ahead.
And it was on spring break. So that's why I lost like a lot of weight from not eating anything because I was scared of throwing up.
Oh, all right.
And I don't like the hump. It's really horrible.
Yeah.
And
listen,
I had to go to the hospital. Laxative was nasty.
The whole process. Yes. Oh, yeah. So that definitely
is something. I couldn't stay in the car for a long time. Like, my mom, when we went to skating rink up all the way past the boulevard and all that stuff, everybody was eating stuff. And my mom looked at me like, you gotta wait until we get close to home. Because my stomach, I don't like using the bathroom outside, but now my stomach tells me to go.
Okay. So you listening to your body more?
Yeah.
Like, Check you out.
I don't want to hold it anymore, so like, now I have to go.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're in like a control of the things that you're going through. Check you out.
Yeah.
Giving the young girl some advice.
One thing I'm still struggling with is the crying thing.
Crying is okay. What did life say? Crying is like taking your soul to a laundromat. That was my jam.
It's a lot of saying like that tears is actually the weakness leaving your body.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a good quote right there.
Yeah, crying is actually not, like it's a filter, it's you're filtering yourself. It's what you gotta look at it like. It's not like you're showing any weakness. You're actually getting rid of it. You know what I mean?
It gets very annoying because I'm very an emotional person. Sometimes I just cry out of nowhere.
Okay.
I just cry. Sometimes I hold it in. I try to hold it in, but tears come down. Some people get mad at me for crying. I get yelled at for crying sometimes. Like,
so are you sensitive? Like anything is just triggered?
Yeah, like anything that if somebody yell at me, I cry. It just comes down. Like, I could be mad and cry.
Okay.
I don't like arguing with people anyway. I don't like fights. It takes you a long. Now it takes a lot to get me to argue back with you. The old me.
Old Jew.
Yeah, I pop real quick.
Look at her changing. The old Jew. Check you out.
But now I stay out the drama.
That's good. So no drama for you?
No drama for me. Okay. Especially temporary, I heard a lot of drama, so I stays away.
Shake my head. Drama in high school? We gotta get that topic on next. You wanna be a public speaker?
Nah, probably. Probably.
You listen.
I think you're good at it. Not only just the physical speaking part, but the actual sharing the experiences that you're sharing. Like, people need to hear that, and the confidence that you have, you can clearly.
My whole life is a book.
Yeah, write a book. Is,
but everybody's not willing to share that book. That's the difference.
That's the difference. You want to write a bestseller?
You just shared a couple chapters with us, and we're definitely appreciative.
Yeah, I've seen. It was a month. Here we go. Wait.
She got a popping story.
It was awareness month, health awareness month.
Okay.
Like 2 months ago, and my friends from I went to a partial program.
Okay.
It was very crazy there. I didn't fit in for real. I met a couple people there. I still talk to them now, and some of them like went through like smoking. Like they helped to cope with smoking. I don't do that. So mine was crying.
Okay.
Listening to gospel music or now cleaning.
Yes, the gospel.
I love the gospel music.
Amen.
I don't go to church, but I go to listen to gospel music.
It's okay. You can bring church to you.
Yeah, I don't like some churches. I can't do it.
Oh, yes.
I can't do it.
Go off on them.
But they posted their stories, and they told me in the group chat that we had, they said, Kamara, you should post yours. People would like to hear yours. So I was in school, and as I was typing it, I was crying. And I was looking at it again. I messed up a few words in there.
That's cool.
But I know people understand. I know people understand it. So I posted it. My mom and my godmom that you know, she, they said I should have warned them because they was crying.
Oh, yeah. Did you like the responses you got from it? Did you get a lot of encouragement?
I read them all the time. I go back.
See, that's good.
It still makes me cry.
Yeah. See, you took a step out there. Put
it was long paragraphs, a lot of them. It was nice.
Let me pull up the post. Y'all got what's your Kimora Instagram?
_Dior.
This is the 20th show we've done, and everyone has an underscore. What is wrong, kids, today with this underscore?
I used to have like MORRRAA, like 4 A's and 3 R's. That was too long to fit on a shirt. So
get on a shirt, okay.
I made it shorter.
All right, so tell that's where y'all follow her at, Kimora_Dior. Is that right?
Does it have a picture? Is that my profile?
Yeah, I think that's it. But listen, follow her. Read her stories. You going to post some more stories?
Yeah. Kimora_Dior, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to you. Something to follow you.
Yeah, it has a picture. I mean, you know, I'm pretty. So
like, yes, y'all hear her. But no, look up her Instagram, read her stories. She's going to be posting more stories, more encouraging stories for the young kids today. So, you know, if you have any issues with anger, eating problems, any depression, anxiety, please follow Kimora for some tips. Inbox her. Maybe she can give you all some hope.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan?
Yeah. I'm always open to answer people back.
Thank you for tuning in to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Petty Wednesday is your midweek reminder that life is short. Let's joke a little, laugh a lot. You can find Petty Wednesday on Instagram, Petty Wednesday, Facebook, Petty Wednesday, and sometimes on Twitter, Petty Wednesday. And make sure y'all download the mobile app, Petty Wednesday, available on all devices.